Welcome back, everybody, to the Maybaum Perspective. John and I are here again this month. We are in August and looking ahead to the fall. Hopefully, we're going to have some fall weather one of these days.
I'm ready.
I'm telling you what, we are tired of being in and out of our cars, not cooling down. And one thing that's not cooling down is this real estate market. It has been a really interesting summer, I guess you could say. Good summer, strong summer, as they usually are. But as our kind of community has continued to rebuild after the hurricane, coming up on 1 year of Hurricane Helene, yeah, right? It's just amazing. Crazy to think about. Yeah. Plus the snow, you know, all the things coming back from all of that. We've really seen, you know, kind of the market pick back up in different ways and in different areas. So we are here to give our market update, which every month you guys can tune in for that. About the middle of the month, we'll be bringing you that information. So we'll talk broad terms today about, yeah, you know, kind of all the way from Thompson, McDuffie County, all the way through Aiken County, up to Lexington area. But wanted to touch, John, with you on just, you know, kind of what you're seeing. I know we've got these MSTATs out and ready, but tell us what you're seeing as far as, you know, average sales price, sure, and that kind of thing across the markets.
Well, the market is strong and steady. And you mentioned the hurricane, and I was just thinking this morning as I was kind of looking over the stats that are hot off the press through the end of July. And you look back over the last 5 years, and man, we've had a pandemic. Mm-hmm. We've had lawsuits against our industry trying to turn us upside, yeah, down, our whole world. And then a hurricane that changed the whole landscape of our market.
That's right.
Yet the real estate market not just survives, it you know, it stays strong.
Right,
and
right.
So that amazes me, just as kind of a side note. But just, you know, when you look at some of the highlights, one thing that encourages me going into the third quarter is that our pending sales for the month of July were up almost 11% over last July.
Okay.
So even though our closings for the year to date are down about 4%, because we're up about 10% in pending sales, right, for July, that tells me we're going to have a good third quarter.
That's going to be a good fall. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to have a good uptick here. So, you know, that's a good highlight. Another one that I like to look at with the market is the average sale price, mm-hmm, which is still holding strong. In fact, it's up about 4% over last year,
okay,
year to date.
Everybody likes to hear that. That's always good news.
And Aiken is just up slightly, but you know, the Aiken market has a slightly higher sales price,
right,
than we do.
Sure.
So those indicators are really good.
Yeah. Well, when you're talking to a potential seller, because I know you run into them in the grocery store, and people want to say, you know, John, should I sell my house right now? You know, should I call my agent? Is it time? What are you recommending to them? What are you seeing with sellers and their pricing? Do you feel like, you know, we're back in kind of that even market, that it's a competitive market, but yet it's not unattainable, and people are being realistic on their pricing? Or what are you seeing that way?
I think, and sometimes this may sound like just a cop-out standard answer, but really and truly, I think we're in pretty much now a balanced market.
Okay,
we were in a very heavy seller's market.
Right.
Now, some people would argue, and you could make the argument, that we're maybe leaning a little more towards a buyer's market or heading that way.
Okay.
But the one thing I look at there, or there's all of this works together to answer that question, but the one thing I probably look at most when we talk about, is it a buyer's market or a seller's market, is the month supply of inventory.
Yeah.
Which now are running just under 4%, or not 4%, I'm sorry, 4 months supply,
okay,
in the Augusta area, and right at 4 months supply in the Aiken area. 4 months is kind of that number that's balanced.
Okay.
You know, when you get down like a few years ago when we had a 1 month supply of inventory,
right,
it was multiple offers. It was heavy seller's market. But now as inventory creeps up to, you know, over 2,000 houses on the,
right,
market here,
right,
1,000 in Aiken, and you get that 4 month supply, that's kind of the number that says, okay, we're in a balanced market here.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like, you know, days on market is an indicator? If someone says my house has been on the market for 60 days and they're in a panic, you know, maybe it got those great showings right in the beginning and maybe a low ball offer and then nothing, you know, radio silence. And
right.
What do you feel like that days on market is telling, you know, sellers as far as when should that panic, I guess, start to creep in?
Well, it's ticked up slightly. I mean, we're running a little over 100 days, average days on market in the Augusta market. It's also a little over 100 in Aiken, which okay. is both markets are up slightly, 4-6% there,
okay.
depending on the market. Here's the bottom line. That's just the average time. I think your agent is the key to this in right. this market, and that is to have that house priced at fair market value.
Okay.
That's the key. And it's so easy to get caught up. Sellers, like greedy. We all are,
yeah.
we're in that mindset
that
of what it was worth.
That's right.
But it still is. Mm-hmm. Okay. The average sales price has held steady, but you have got to price it at market value.
Right.
Because if
right.
you don't, that's why it sits.
Well, and I think, again, for everybody, you know, that has considered selling their house, you want to get your most bang for your buck, but you also, you know, realistic expectations are not necessarily as humans our strong suit.
Right.
We are not patient as, right. as a human race, and correct. We are not necessarily, we are idealistic, I guess, when it comes to what we think our beautiful home should be worth and how quickly it should sell. So you really have to lean on that agent. And I want to touch on that in a minute, but I'm looking at some of these, you know, kind of average sales prices and, you know, in the Augusta, kind of North Augusta market, I'm seeing 341
right.
and some change. And in the Aiken market, I'm seeing 367. Both of those are up. And I look back, John, you remember pre-pandemic. So let's go like 2018, 2019. I mean, those numbers were drastically lower.
Right.
I mean, our average sales price, I can attribute it, you know, kind of from a business perspective to a lot of the growth in our market, which mm-hmm. is great. You know, our area is strong, even through some of these issues because of all of the great things that are happening, either whether it's cyber, whether it's healthcare, whether it's new businesses. You know, we've had all these great industrial, you know, companies come in. What do you feel like you'll see that average sales price? If you had a magic eight ball, I know it's a moving target, but do you see us kind of leveling out right now, you know, in that area? We can't continue to go up $50,000 every 5 years, I wouldn't think.
You know, I saw something, and don't fact check me on this,
okay.
because I'm not sure if I got it exactly right, but I think I remember it right, that in, I think it was in the state of South Carolina.
Okay.
Over the last so many months or last year or so, housing prices were up like 50%.
Oh, wow.
It was
yeah,
crazy.
I believe it.
And so that being said, I think what's happened is that heavy sellers market pushed those prices up, but they're holding there.
Right.
We're still getting about 97% of list price.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that coupled with people are getting more and more confident about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if another subject, but if the rates drop down, then here we go again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
well, that's a good point. You know, last year with the election and there was uncertainty, you know, it's always a weird time frame for people when they're waiting on that election, no matter what side they're on, whether they came out on the winning side or not the winning side. You know, maybe they decided to make a change in their living situation. But now that the election is over and the interest rates are changing, I do think it's a good opportunity for people to say, you know, what is the valuation of my home
right.
in a realistic market,
yeah.
which I feel like now, quote unquote, we can say is a realistic market. This is a realistic market. We would love interest rates to be low twos.
Right.
Low twos would be great. I'd take that all day long. But right now, that's not realistic for the country and for especially our market. But segueing into those interest rates, you know, we've heard some good news recently.
Right.
We've seen some good news, but we've also heard some good news coming. Do you have any intel that you want to share, you know, with what you think, again, can be just your opinion, but the next few months might look like?
I think, again, I don't think we're going to see any drastic changes. I think we're going to, in our market historically, unlike some parts of the country,
is
pretty steady all the time anyway.
We've been on that bubble where we haven't suffered as much.
I don't think we'll see anything drastic. I do think interest rates dropping a little are going to help just for no other reason than perception.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I think we fail to mention as much as we should is we talk about all these stats, and you mentioned a minute ago the average sale price holding, or is it going to grow? But I think the thing we miss a lot of times is real estate still is the best investment you can make.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you put your money into real estate, and we always talk about real estate as, you know, finding that dream home and,
right.
you know, and all of that. But outside of that, just the numbers,
mm-hmm.
real estate is the best investment that you can put your money in.
That's right.
Especially in our market.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's another one. People say, is it a good day to buy a home or not?
Yeah.
Yes, if for no other reason than investment.
And we see such great return on that investment, obviously, big picture wise. I know, you know, when you're paying that mortgage every month, you might not necessarily see right. it, and you got to redo your roof and buy another HVAC unit. You know, that investment starts to feel like a cash cow all of a sudden, but we see that return, and we see so many people, especially our military men and women who leave to PCS and keep their house here and rent it or whatever they do, because they know that this area has such a strong return. So I think that's 100% a great point to make. One other thing I just want to note on, you know, looking at these new listings year to date,
right.
We are up in new listings. So while our closings might be a little even or a touchdown, especially on the Augusta side, we're a little bit stronger on the Aiken side. New listings, you know, it gives me confidence that people are confident in this area. So do you, any insight on the listing side?
Well, I mean, everything starts there when it comes on the market, but I mean, there's, you know, a couple of ways to look at it. I mean, it gives buyers a little more variety, a little more selection.
Right.
The inventory is creeping up a little, because obviously they're coming on the market a little faster than they're selling. Yep. So that's moving that needle from a heavy seller's market into a more balanced and maybe even more into a slight buyer's market.
Right.
I don't know, but that's kind of when you look at the trend. I mean, the inventory just a few short years ago was 600 houses in the Augusta market, 300 in Aiken.
Yeah.
And now it's 2,000 or 2,200 some odd in Augusta, and what are we at? A little over 1,000, 1,200 in Aiken.
Yeah.
So,
I think when you look at those numbers, sometimes it's hard to see because you're seeing so many homes for sale and you're worried about the supply and do we have too much supply? But then when you start to see when you look at the buyer side, you know, it is a positive market for them. And I think that is indicative of these rates and what people are feeling like they're able to do. And again, we've got to remember lifespan of a house is what for people. They usually say, what does NAR say, 7 to 10 years?
I think it's less than that now.
So again, as that continues to change, and I don't know that it's a millennial versus a boomer thing, quite honestly. We got boomers that stay in their houses for, you know, 2 years and and we got millennials that stay for 20 years. But I do think it's depending on, you know, again, household and the income, and if those things are changing or downsizing. You know, we've seen a big boom in townhome communities. Again, you've seen it too. Millennials buying into townhomes and boomers buying into townhomes.
Yeah.
So there's just a big, you know, no discrepancy necessarily in who's looking for what or staying. But I think in that case, that investment level remains the same. I think interest rates, you know, again, on the positive are looking steady. Everything we're reading says they're coming down.
Yeah.
So Q3, Q4 are looking strong. One thing that's very positive to me is, you know, again, looking at new listings, especially kind of on this Evans, Columbia County side where we're at right now in that overview page, Columbia County is up 3% in listings. So that speaks to new construction. Is there any, you know, update on the new construction side? Maybaum has such a booming new construction, and this year has been a big one for us.
Sure. Yeah. And we've got so much on the horizon that's coming too.
Sure.
It's been a long time developing, but it's on the threshold.
Yeah.
So a lot more coming, but I mean, we've got Whispering Pines, who's just, you know, selling like crazy there. They've got literally dozens of pending sales right now.
Yeah.
So new construction is good, and more of it coming in our market. We've got a townhome grand opening today over in Aiken, Miller Landing.
Yep.
So that's just coming on. And you know, the townhomes, you mentioned the younger people buying into those. One thing I'm seeing, which is encouraging, is they're buying those townhomes. And when they outgrow them and decide to have children or whatever, instead of selling them, they're keeping them and renting them.
Right.
So that, again, the investment part of real estate.
That's right.
And that's something I just think we don't talk enough about.
Yeah. Well, and one good piece that I will go ahead and tease is we have a great new construction podcast coming. All of our new home site agents are going to be in the podcast studio. So stay tuned for that. If you are listening to this one before those have launched, make sure that you follow along for that, because I think it's really interesting to hear from those site agents because they have such a big mix of people coming to new construction sites.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a new home. Of course, they're beautiful. They're brand new.
Right.
But it is very interesting to hear their perspective on who their ideal buyer is and that they have seen really take to these homes? And then what does that look like? What does the process look like and why you should choose their community? So that'll be fun to listen to over the next couple weeks. We have those scheduled.
Looking forward to that.
Before we wrap up, I just want to touch, you did a great podcast with Stacy, our broker from our North Augusta office. And y'all talked about, you know, the standard of excellence and kind of what it takes to be a real estate agent, how to do it well. Not only what Maybaum expects, but what honestly our community expects and what they deserve. Any touches on that when you look at kind of the sellers versus buyer market and what the sellers are having to consider, you know, when picking a real estate agent? Anything you want to touch on if I'm a seller and I don't know that I want to use an agent, or if I'm going to use an agent, who do I choose? Right. You know, what should I be looking for as far as when I have that first meeting with them, negotiation tactics, you know, kind of their history, their personality, any of that mix you want to touch on?
Well, and I think, when you talk about the standard of real estate excellence and the service we provide to our client.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of agents out there handling the biggest transaction of somebody's life.
Yep.
And that client deserves the best. And that's the mindset I want to have and ask myself and ask us as a company every day is, are the things we're doing and the service we provide, does that represent what is the standard of excellence?
Right.
And
right.
I think in today's real estate world, the way it is changing so rapidly, agents must be tuned in to this kind of stuff that we're talking about.
Right.
Not just listening to you and me, but doing their own research.
That's right.
Because it is changing. And I think you said a key word, negotiation. That's especially more important than ever right now. because there's the way of putting these deals together and agent compensation and all of that has changed, but it's not just changed for the compensation going into the agent's pocket. It also plays into the negotiation between buyers and sellers. And so you need an agent who, number one, understands that.
Right.
And number two, has the skill set to effectively negotiate.
Yeah. And I think has that support, you know, as well, whether it is someone on their team, whether it is their broker, whether it is their brokerage in general, because every transaction is so different. And I can walk into your office three times a day and hear three different scenarios that you're helping an agent through, because every single transaction, and these are veteran agents, these aren't brand new licensees in their first deal. These are agents that are leaning on you and leaning on our brokers because, quite frankly, not that they don't know what they're doing, but everybody kind of needs that backing.
Yep.
And I think about that from the community standpoint. If I'm a customer / client and I'm leaning on that agent, I'm looking to them and I'm trusting them. So I think it's great to have kind of what that standard looks like across the board for real estate agents. But as we as a brokerage continue to raise up what our standard is and making sure that we have the best representation in town, and quite frankly, our training, we are continuing to look, you know, we were just talking about looking at speakers to bring in on certain topics that are relevant to all of our, you know, buyers and sellers, because quite frankly, we've got to continue to raise our game too. So looking forward to a fun fall of education, but also growing and learning and bringing our best. So we have to,
as an industry, and it's certainly at our company, that's what we can control, but we have to just have the mindset and the reality that it is a huge responsibility.
Absolutely.
To handle that transaction. These are people's lives.
Absolutely.
People's money, people's families. And I just think we can't lose sight of that. It's just too important right now.
No. And again, the trust that they put in us is so vital that, you know, at the end of the day, to be able to lay your head down at night and sleep well is to know that you've done everything you can, and deals go sideways and that happens.
It's part of
but
it.
knowing we've done everything we can, you know, is the important thing. So
absolutely.
We're going to post, I think, John, I'll post these M stats that you referenced and I referenced in the caption. We post these every month. If you're following along and have not seen those, always reach out to us. Feel free to do that. info@maybaum.com. We will get you any of these numbers, no pressure. Some people just like to keep up with what the numbers look like in real estate.
Yeah. Everybody wants to know what the real estate market's doing.
Yeah.
And we have that available.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I hate to give our secrets away. I'd rather just sit here and look smart.
I know.
We're just reading off
spoiler
the paper.
Spoiler alert.
Right?
We don't have these memorized necessarily, but that's okay. But we'll be back each month to bring you guys this information. And like I said, if you follow along, you'll be able to kind of see some trends. You'll hear some trends from us, and good, bad, or ugly, we'll give it to you straight. So follow along for that Maybaum New Homes podcast coming soon, and we'll see you next time on Maybaum Perspective.
All right. Thank you, Maybaum.